Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Oscar-winning screenwriter Diablo Cody is reunited with Oscar-winning actress Charlize Theron in Tully, an offbeat comic drama about, of all things, postpartum depression. Theron plays a woman who delivers her third child. Because of exhaustion, she agrees to let her wealthy brother pay for a night nanny, played by Mackenzie Davis. The plot focuses on the relationship that develops between these two. Theron is excellent, the dialogue is often very sharp and funny, and the direction from Jason Reitman is spot on. But Tully's main conceit and its strange finale may be a bit off-putting to many viewers. Renowned violinist, conductor, and teacher Itzhak Perlman is the focus of the documentary Itzhak. It chronicles his journey from his impoverished youth in Israel to his battle with polio, his immigration to the U.S. at the age of 13 in 1958, and his rise to become one of the most celebrated classical musicians of our time. Fortunately, there's plenty of concert footage and early video available to accompany the filmmaker's peek into his life behind the scenes. Itzhak is a fitting tribute to a uniquely gifted individual. Also opening this week, Overboard is a remake of the classic 1987 Kurt Russell Goldie Hawn comedy, but they flipped the script this time by changing the gender of the characters. Anna Faris and Eugenio Derbez star. The Cleanse is a horror comedy starring Johnny Galecki from The Big Bang Theory. Ghost Stories is a horror anthology starring Martin Freeman. And Back to Burgundy is a comic drama from France about the reunion of three siblings in wine country. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!